I want to speak to Jez Rose. Jez, good morning.
Hey, Frank, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm very well, Jez. You'll be monitoring everything I say or do now because you are a workplace behaviour expert.
You're doing just fine.
And apparently, more than 53% of the workforce in Northern Ireland admit they're not looking forward to another day back at work. I have to say, and we were discussing this yesterday, actually having a yarn about it, some people detest it coming back. I love it. Maybe I'm just blessed with having a job that I thoroughly like doing. However, I had a few relatives who were getting up to go to offices and whatever, and they weren't as keen.
No, I think that's the thing. You know, if you really love your job, and certainly, you know, this research that's been conducted by Now Pensions shows that some people love going back to work, and there are things like location and convenience and salary and, you know, job satisfaction and colleagues, and all of those things equate to quite a significant amount, certainly over 80% of people's reasons that love going back to work. But as you said, 53% of the workforce in Northern Ireland are actually dreading going back to work. And the big thing, Frank, is early mornings. 29% of people in Northern Ireland think early mornings is the big thing that they fear about having to get up early and go back to work. It's that alarm, isn't it? The alarm clock going at 6:30 or whenever it is, when you've got to lay in your pyjamas over Christmas and New Year and get up whenever you want.
Totally. I treasured the lay-ins over Christmas, and I set my alarm for, I should be up at 6:30, but I set it for just after 6:30. So as I, when I look at it, it's 28 minutes to 7. Something about 7 being on there makes it seem that bit later. I feel for the guys on the breakfast show. I could never do that program because at 4:00 or 4:30 in the morning, I'm just a zombie. I couldn't motivate myself. I couldn't generate the electricity you need to broadcast that early. But then there are other people who are going in to do jobs that are soul destroying. Now, I fair play to anyone who has acquired a job in any of the areas that I might make reference to and are getting a good salary for it. But there are some jobs I couldn't do. If you're in a call centre dealing with really grumpy members of the public, you have to feel sorry for those employees.
Yeah, you do. I mean, interestingly, while we're talking about people that, you know, are a bit unlucky when it comes to work, this research, actually, an interesting thing that came out of it was 2.3 million of the UK population overall had to work every single day over the Christmas period, including bank holidays. Now, I imagine we are very, very grateful for doctors, nurses and, you know, healthcare professionals and police and all the people that keep us safe and our roads, safe. We're very grateful to them. But you've got to feel a little bit sorry for them, haven't you, Frank?
Yeah, and the retail guys who get off, you know, okay on Christmas Day, but they've been stacking the shelves right through for the Boxing Day sale and they're back in the next morning. They can't really enjoy Christmas. There are so many people who need to be working and working hard to pay the bills. And work can be really depressing if that's the reason that you're doing it. And yet and all, there'll be a significant number of people listening to this radio programme who will be saying, thank God you have work because I can't get a job.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's a really, really important point, Frank. You know, for many people, even if you don't love your job, you are thankful that you have a job, and that's a great place to be. And as a behaviourist, I certainly would say, you know, the positive aspects about working are the things that we should focus on, because as human beings, we're really good at focusing on the negative stuff and not really very good at focusing and spending time concentrating on the things that actually are really important. This research has showed that 30% of us think that generous holiday entitlement is something absolutely we look forward to, aside from salary, of course, and 26% said a generous pension scheme, which is interesting because it shows that there is obviously this sort of long-term security and the feeling of working towards something more than, you know, simply a salary. And that's the big contrast between, you know, the Christmas and New Year period and this back-to-work blues that we experience, which is a genuine psychological phenomenon. That contrast comes from that sort of limbo period where we don't really have any direction and routine, and there's a lack of sort of goal, if you like. So I think it is really important, like you say, to focus on the things that the benefits, if you like, the positive aspects of going to work, even if the research sort of says that most of us don't really want to be at work. We want to be on holiday or retired enjoying our pension.
Which jobs do you think are people most happy in? Does your research say that?
No, it doesn't. That's a really interesting point. But I think, as a behaviourist, I would say it doesn't matter about the type of work. What does matter is going to be the satisfaction and the reinforcement you get from it. You know, I know bin men that are much happier than CEOs that are earning 20, 30, 40 times what the bin men are earning. So it is really about what you want out of it and whether you get that, isn't it? You know, if what you're getting out of work doesn't align with what you personally want, then it doesn't matter how much you get paid. Naturally, you aren't going to enjoy your job.
So as a behaviourist, if I was a behaviourist for a day, what telltale signs should I be looking out for in my colleagues to decide whether or not they're really happy?
Well, I suppose, you know, the lethargy and whether there's any get up and go, their passion, whether they exude any sort of genuine interest and dare I say it, happiness in doing their job, whether they go the extra mile, because, of course, that demonstrates that we have a vested interest more than just the salary. And also what sort of things people talk about. That's really interesting as well. You know, do they talk just about salary and all the moany things, all the naysayers, all the doubting things, or do they focus on, you know, the more positive aspects and looking forward to things? That's obviously, you know, what we say gives away an awful lot about how we feel.
I am lucky. I'm surrounded by people who have no lethargy and who never complain. I'm blessed.
You should spend a day in my house, Frank.
You used to be a comedian, weren't you?
I did, yeah. I did 4 years in stand-up comedy to pay the bills. You've got to do it somehow, haven't you?
I still feel that that's a box I haven't ticked. I richly believe that I could do an hour, and I'm working towards it. I wouldn't be laugh a minute, but I'd be the sort of guy who might be an interesting conversationalist. Hey, what would your tips be?
Sit down, because your legs ache after a while. It's surprising how much stand-up comedy actually aches your legs, but maybe that's because I've got a dodgy hip, I don't know. I think pick things that generally are going to be of interest to an audience, Frank. That's what I'd go for. I mean, you've been on radio for ages, so you've got loads of things to talk about. I would talk about all the funny things, the sort of behind the scenes, a peek behind the radio broadcast curtain, so you can, you know, your weirdest interviews, oddest people on, unless I come into that, in which case, absolutely don't do that, do something else.
Would you think, would they pay a fiver in to see it?
Yeah, I'd pay a fiver to see you. I'd pay a tenner to see you, Frank.
Cheers. You're going to be in the front row. Great speaking to you, fella. Thank you.
Have a great day. Bye-bye now.
You too. That's Jez Rose, now workplace behaviour expert. He's a best-selling author as well. And indeed, he's suggesting that as we go through our working life, we should be also thinking about a pension. And let me reinforce that. When you get to my age, it is something you'll be considering. So if you're about 25 now, what's a pension? Think about it.